Hello and welcome along to Deep Health Fridays. All of your biggest health questions answered in under 10 minutes. This week's question, how do I stay consistent when I lack motivation? Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. I hope you've had an amazing week wherever you are in the world. So today is a really good one. We're talking all about staying consistent and motivation. Two very important things there that I'm very passionate about. So how do you stay consistent, you know, when you are lacking motivation? Now, the first thing that I just want to address is right now we are in, you know, it's October, it's coming to the end of the year, wherever you're listening to this right now, but we're in October as the time recording this. And typically what tends to happen is, you know, people get to this point of the year, they haven't achieved their goals they set at the new year, and they start to lose a lot of motivation. You know, Christmas is kind of around the corner and they start saying to themselves, you know, oh, I'll just wait till new year to set new goals and I'll start again. But it's this mentality that keeps us stuck. It's this mentality that, you know, stops us from getting healthy, from achieving our goals. So I just want to talk to you now about, you know, what you can do to almost reset. You don't need to wait the 1st of January to decide to change, to decide to be who you want to be. You can decide right now, in this moment in time, to change. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that so inspiring, so motivating that any moment that I decide to change, I can change. I don't need to wait until Monday. I don't need to wait until the 1st of January. I have the power within me now to decide who I want to become, how I want to live, how I want to feel. So take a moment, take a deep breath. We're going to get into it. So the first thing that I want to talk to you today is goals, right? So I believe that, you know, if you want to achieve something in your life, whether it's weight loss, whether it's start a business, get a new relationship, improve your relationship, you know, buy a home, whatever goals that you have, it's really important to write them down, to have a plan, to take action, and to decide who you need to become in order to achieve those goals. So the first thing I want you to do, if you are struggling with consistency, if you have lacked motivation, look back at your goals at the start of the year. If you didn't set some, that's okay. Now's the time to set some. So have a think today and think, okay, what do I want to achieve? Why do I want to achieve it? What do I want? And who do I need to become in order to make these things a reality? So set some goals. They don't need to be groundbreaking. You know, it could be a goal to run 5K without stopping. It could be a goal to, you know, run 10K. It could be a goal to learn a new skill like swimming. It could be a goal to learn how to cook a new dish, right? They don't need to be big, challenging, crazy, scary goals. They could just be small goals that just give you that little bit of focus, that just keep you going, that you can review and look at every single day and feel that desire, that burn in you, right? So goals are really important. And I would also say to look at them every day, to review them, to be excited about them. And then obviously it's all about creating the right habits and routines in order to achieve it. But I know, Kyle, you want to talk about how we can self-sabotage and why it's so important to set yourself up for success.
1,000,000%. So that is, that's exactly right in terms of goals. But once we've got our goals, it then truly is all about our environment. You know, what are we surrounded by? Who are we surrounded with? And let's give an example. Who we surround ourselves with really is who we become. If our friends are smokers, we are more likely to be smokers. If our friends eat fast food and takeaway, we are more likely to eat fast food and takeaway. So really, our relationships matter, and the relationship with our spouse matters. We need to be on the same page, and we need to really have that open dialogue, open communication with the people around us. So it's really talking about and thinking about, can you get people on board? So once you've created the goal, it's actually speak those goals out loud as well to your partner, to your spouse, to your children, and let them know what your goal is and say, look, I need your support with this. And if they don't have your support, then set these rules around what's going to make you happy in order for you to set, you know, make ways towards that goal. So that's the first thing. And the second thing when it comes to our environment is not just who, but what we're surrounded by. And if we open our fridge, if you were to go and open your fridge right now, what is the first thing that you see? Is it fruits, fresh fruit? Is it vegetables? Or is it, you know, a quick microwave meal or leftover takeaway or, you know, hard cheeses, soft drinks? What are you actually surrounded by in your environment when you open up your fridge door or you open up your cupboards? Do you have packets of crisps? Do you have chocolate bars, chocolate biscuits? What do you have? And the first thing I want you to do with that is I want you to really think about your environment and throwing away anything that is not going to serve you and help you achieve your goals. And that's specifically, obviously, around our, you know, our physical goals and how we, you know, how we, our weight loss goals. But if it's another goal, if it's towards, you know, saving up to buy a house, do you have credit cards in your wallet right now? Do you have credit cards on your mobile phone? What do you need to do to get rid of them? And so it's really thinking about your environment when it comes to staying consistent, because it's not necessarily the motivation that we're lacking, because you could be, you know, you could be the most motivated person in the world, but if your environment is not set up for success, it is really going to, it's going to make you fail.
100%. I absolutely agree with that and love that so much. And the final thing that I want to touch upon, so once you set your goals, you look at them every day, you're setting yourself up for success, you're surrounding yourself with the right people, making sure your fridge is stocked with lots of healthy things in there. The final thing I want to say is, you know, really thinking about how you start your day, because how you start your day will impact the rest of your day. Your days will impact your weeks, and your weeks will impact your months, and your months will impact your years. So the first thing that we say to ourselves in the morning, the first thing that we think, our actions, our behaviors will shape ultimately our destiny. And that might sound, wow, okay, I didn't think about, you know, the first thing that I thought in the morning is going to have such an impact, but it does. Because it sets the tone for the rest of the day. So what I want you to do, if you're really serious, and I know you are, because I know you tune in, you listen to these podcasts, you're searching for something, you want change, is to think about how you spend your morning. Are you waking up and checking your emails, checking your Instagram, checking your Facebook, starting your day with everybody else's problems? Because instantly that's going to change your mood. And when you're not in a good state, when you're in a low vibrational state, when you're feeling stressed and anxious and overwhelmed, which you will be if you start your day watching the news or like absorbing lots of social media, you're not going to feel motivated to go and chase your dreams. You're not going to feel motivated to work out and go and do something for you. You're going to be feeling sad and depressed and overwhelmed and, you know, in that constant state of worry. So really look at how you spend your mornings. You know, the first thing I do when I wake up is I think about all the things I'm grateful for in my life. And that can take anywhere between 2 to 5 minutes, just literally sitting there with my morning coffee that Kyle kindly brings up, pondering over all the things I appreciate in my life. Then I get up and I move my body every single morning because I know how good it makes me feel. Eat a really good breakfast, drink plenty of water, and I'm ready for an amazing day ahead. So that is today's episode. There was a lot crammed into there. I hope you got a lot out of this today, and we'll speak to you again soon. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.